The Shadow, the ace of forces of law and order, is in reality the Mont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, Etched with Acid.
Darkness of the bedroom. Suddenly, the French doors overlooking the balcony swing slowly open. Three men enter quietly, walk to the side of the bed.
Turn your light on, Matty.
Right.
Go, handsome.
Watch that door.
Nobody gets...
Okay, D.T.
Wake it up, Matty.
Sure, bud.
Pretty, ain't she? She won't be long.
Wake it up.
Come on out of it, sister. All right, Mrs. Winthrop.
Oh, Ulrich.
You were 3 weeks late for our date, Mrs. Winthrop. I thought you'd forgotten.
I didn't forget. I was going to call you.
You're lying. You were supposed to have some jewelry for me. What is it?
I couldn't go through with it, Richie.
Well, that would be crooked, huh? But it's all right to renege on a cent, huh?
Give me time, I'll get you your money, I promise.
You have your time, you're welcome.
I'll get it this time, I'll borrow, I'll do anything honest.
You had your warning. Give me the bottle, Matty. Sure, boss. Here, don't get an eye.
No, you wouldn't. No.
Shouldn't have hit so hard,
Matty. I had a boss. She was aiming to hit high C.
But now she won't know what's happening.
Really gonna let her have it for
us? Yeah, all of it. Turn the light on the face. Now stand back.
Hey! Oh,
let mother
go, handsome. Your boss, Tiffany.
Good Lord. She's sort of like a sales sample, boys. We'll use her to persuade other dames that we mean business.
Make your bet.
Here's the boss's office. Ask him. Step in.
Hello, Richie. Daddy says you want to see me.
Yeah, Miss Sally.
Couldn't it wait?
It has waited too long.
What are you talking about?
His IOUs. They're yours, ain't they?
Oh. Well, I've had a sort of losing streak. But I'll pay you.
When?
As soon as I get the money. I don't have it right now.
Your husband has.
But I wouldn't ask him. If he knew I'd been gambling and losing so much. Oh, I couldn't, Richie.
Where's that leave me? I don't run this place for my own amusement.
How much is it?
$4,200.
You haven't got it, Richie.
You got that much more and more in jewels. That rock on your finger alone is worth over $1,000.
But I couldn't part with these. My husband would know.
Not the way we'll do it. Is stuff insured?
Well, yes, of course.
Good. It's going to get lifted tomorrow night.
Oh.
Your husband gets his insurance, we get our dough. Everybody's satisfied.
But there's a burglar along.
That ain't how it happens, Mrs. Sally. Tomorrow night you'll be at the High Hole Club. You get up from your table at exactly 11:20. Leave this stuff on your table in a little change purse. Matty will take care of the rest.
But...
There ain't no but. Remember that society dame that was found dead? Her face all eaten away by acid.
I read about it.
Sad, wasn't it? You wouldn't think anything that serious could happen just because she didn't follow instructions, would you?
You certainly must have been in the mood for slumming tonight, Lamont. Whatever brought you down to this place?
No, just curiosity, Margot. Somebody once told me that the High Hole Club was the best place to see how the other half lived.
Well, from the looks of some of the gowns and jewels, I would say it lived pretty well.
Yes, there are a lot of beautiful jewels in the place.
Mm.
There's a woman over there who seems nervous about her.
Which one?
See her? Putting a bracelet in her purse.
Oh, Lamont, it's a beautiful bracelet, too.
Now, that's careless of her. The woman put a bracelet in a change purse, left it on the table. Now she's getting up to dance.
Oh, well, she'll probably keep her eye on it.
I guess so. Wait a minute, Margo. Someone else has an eye on that bracelet.
For goodness sake, yes, that man's in trouble because he's leaving with it, Lamont.
Take it, Margo. I'll be right back.
Just a second.
What's on your mind, Mr.?
Didn't you make a mistake? I just saw you pick up a purse at the ladies' table here.
You're in my way, mister.
I'd put it back if I were you.
Why, I'll...
Anything wrong, boys? I'm the manager.
This smart guy's trying to start something. Says I picked up a dame's purse.
I don't stand for funny stuff in my place, Matty. Did you pick it up?
Maybe.
Let's get back out of the way. Like that, we won't start anything. Now, what about this purse?
There's a diamond bracelet in it.
Start talking, Matty.
I'm getting it fixed. It's got a broken catch.
Oh, does the lady know about it?
Ask her.
Who is she?
Her name's Mrs. Surrey.
Surrey? I'll get her. Don't go away.
Haven't I seen you someplace, Matty?
I've never been there.
Oh, I see. A conversationalist, huh?
If I were you, mister, I wouldn't...
Here's Mrs. Surrey.
What's all this about?
Your bracelet. I saw this man pick up...
Matty? What about Matty?
You know him?
Of course I know him. What's all of this about?
Oh, I saw him pick up your bracelet on the table.
I told him I'm taking it to get the catch fixed.
That's odd. I asked him to.
I see. I just thought that...
It's no concern of yours. You had no right to interfere.
I'm sorry.
You'll be a lot sorrier someday if he keeps sticking your nose where it ain't wanted.
Never mind the hard talk, Matty. This is a respectable joint. The guy made a mistake. That's all.
Yeah, mistake. Good night, Mrs. Surrey.
Good night, Matty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I have been a bit of a nuisance, Mrs. Surrey.
No, not at all. Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Surrey.
Why so quiet, Lamont? Did that little episode back at the High Hall set you?
No, but I can't get it out of my head that that woman was frightened. Badly frightened.
Who did you say she was?
Named Surrey.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember. I read about her. She's a very gay socialite.
Yes, exactly. I keep thinking about another gay young society woman, Mrs. Winthrop. She was brutally murdered not so long ago.
And you think Mrs. Surrey's in there?
Very grave danger.
Danger of being murdered?
I don't know. She acted as though she were afraid of something... something worse than murder.
Well, I read about that Winthrop killing. It was horrible. The face was... just all gone.
Yes, acid. Margot, I think I'll have a talk with Mrs. Surrey tomorrow when her chaperone isn't around.
What's the meaning of this?
Shut the door, handsome, and stand by. Whatever gave you the notion you could cross me and keep on breathing?
Cross you? I don't know what you mean.
No. How about a guy last night at the High Hole Club? Who was he?
I don't know. I swear it. I never saw him before in my life.
Hold it. Yeah?
Matty Raging. The Surrey dame had two callers at the end. Picked her up this evening.
Anybody I know?
Somebody you should know. The same guy that busted up our play last night at the High Hole Club.
Was he alone?
No. He had a dame driving.
Get a line on a dame. Check back here. I'll have a job for you tonight. Like you were saying, Miss Stray. You never saw this guy before, huh?
Never. I swear it.
You're lying. No. Now, what's he doing at your house this evening?
I tell you, I don't know anything about it.
Handsome, man. The bottle.
What?
Here you are.
What are you going to do?
We got a special beauty to it that we saved for double crosses. I'm going to give you a preview of it.
No, no, don't.
Hold our hands. We're being good-natured today, Daddy. We're going to use this copper bowl instead of your face. For now. We just poured a few drops from the bottle into the bowl. Like this. You see, Miss Terry? It eats right into the metal. That's all, Miss Terry. You go home now.
Next, Eugene.
There were two witnesses to last night's job, Handsome. That's too many. What do we do about it? Matty's running them down now. You and Matty pay the dame a visit tonight. And, no monkey business with a dame. See, Handsome?
Of course not, boss. But, what do I do? Kill her?
No, the police might get inquisitive.
Then?
She's driving a car. When she puts it away tonight, you'll be waiting in the garage. You'll give the dame a special beauty treatment. That's a cinch to make the guy lose his memory.
Too bad Mr. Sturry wasn't home this evening, Lamont.
Well, it can wait till tomorrow, Margot.
Yeah, but...
Where are you going, darling?
I'm going to drive you home.
Oh, no, darling, it's late. I'll help you put the car away, and I'll catch a cab at the corner.
Well, I can just as well drive you home.
I'm sent to ride to your garage now.
All right.
That won't take a minute. Oh, darling, toss me the keys to the garage, will you? So I can open the doors for you.
Here you are. Cat. Here's the big key.
Okay. Hey, you sure this is the right key?
Well, I think so.
No, it's all right. I've got it. Okay, drive in.
Well, now that you're here, just want to come in for a minute?
Oh, not tonight, darling. I'd really rather get up.
Oh. Come on. What is it?
The friend was tired. He's lying down.
All
of a sudden, lady, I'm nervous. Get out of that car.
What have you done to him?
If I were you, I'd be more concerned what we're going to do to you.
Get out!
What is it? What do you want with me?
Your friend has been bothering us. We want to discourage him. We're going to use you to discourage him. My friend has a special beauty treatment. Going to give
you... Oh, no, you're just trying to scare me.
Got the bottle pound?
Yeah, you all day.
Help!
Help me! Help!
Hurry up! I can't hold him. A little more.
That's it.
Margot's garage, and have thrown a chemical into her face.
My eyes. My eyes, I can't see. Come on, help. Please. Come on. Come on, I can't see. Where are you?
Margot. Margot, what's wrong?
My eyes, my face. They threw acid in them, and I can't see. I'm going to
take your hands off. Let me look at your eyes.
I can't. They burn. No,
come on, darling, quickly. Get me to your apartment. All right, darling, you're all right. Wasn't that what they threw in your face? It was probably ammonia.
Oh,
darling, you're sure you didn't recognize either of them?
Oh, no, darling, I didn't. This happened so fast. It was so dark.
Well, at least they left us their calling card.
What is it? Oh, a note. What does it say?
Well, not much. I'll leave it to you. It's just as easy to make it the real thing next time.
Oh.
If this one doesn't help your memory to get bad, we'll try the real beauty cure. That one's guaranteed.
Well, I guess someone wants us to forget about that birth control,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, Margot, and this little episode gives me the link I needed.
What link?
Acid.
The link between Mrs. Winthrop, the other society woman who was murdered, and that Surrey woman in the High Ho Club last night.
What are you going to do?
I was going to wait till tomorrow to see her, but now it can't wait. Tonight, the Shadow is going to pay a call on Mrs. Surrey.
Who said that?
The Shadow.
Where are you? The lights are on, but I can't see anyone.
No one sees the Shadow, Mrs. Surrey.
I tell you, I never saw that man before last night. I haven't double-crossed you, I swear it. Don't kill me.
I'm not here to kill you. I'm here to help you.
You're not one of Reese's gang?
The Shadow fights men like Reese.
Oh, I wish I could believe that.
You must. Because I need your help to destroy them.
What do you want from me?
Tell me what happened last night.
I can't tell you. They'd kill me if they found out.
No one will ever know you've spoken to the Shadow. Tell me. Matty was part of the gang, wasn't he, Mrs. Surrey?
Yes, he came to get my jewels. No, I can't tell you anymore.
When are you going to see Matty and the gang again?
Tonight. At Reese's.
Good. Go there.
Okay.
Go there, Mrs. Surrey, and follow their instructions. That gang will be smashed, I promise you. The Shadow knows.
Oh, Lamont, I've been trying to reach you all afternoon.
I've been busy piecing together this puzzle, Margot.
Where'd you begin?
Did a couple of visits to some of the larger insurance claims agents. Curious to find out how many claims they've had lately on stolen jewelry.
And have there been many?
Yes, quite a few. Companies are worried, but the people involved are so important they hesitate to do anything.
Well, what about Mrs. Surrey?
She filed a claim for her bracelet, said it was lost several nights ago.
But we know that...
It's almost a foolproof dodge, Margot. A maid saw her go out with it that night. Various people saw her wearing the bracelet, and she didn't have it when she came home.
Yes, but we saw what happened.
We're supposed to be thoroughly scared.
Just supposed to be?
Well, I think I've got the evidence I need. I could smash the ring right now, but all I can prove is extortion. When we get them, I want to get them for cold-blooded murder.
And how are you going to do it?
Going to Reese's gambling den just outside of town. The gang's headquarters, apparently.
Can I go along?
No. Not this time, Margo. This is a case for the Shadow.
Message telling me to meet
Weezy
here.
That's right. I sent that message. Your little playmate, Henson.
I think I'll wait outside until Weezy comes.
And the door is locked.
Oh.
We wouldn't want to be disturbed, would we?
Let me out of here.
Now, is that being sociable? I thought maybe you and me could have a little talk.
What about?
You and me. Maybe we could start it off with a little kiss.
You must be crazy.
Maybe. But then I always was crazy for being in the class.
Reese won't like this.
I'm not worried what Reese thinks of us. I'm planning on being here when Reese gets back.
I'll tell him. I'll tell him everything.
You won't be here either, Duchess.
What do you mean?
You and I are going places. Together.
I'm not going any place with you.
You don't think I can afford you? Well, take a look at this.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bag full of them.
That's right. Change your mind about coming, Duchess?
No. I wouldn't go with a cheap crook like you.
Cheap crook, eh? So you're too good for me, eh? Come here, sister.
Let go of me.
I'll just hold your hand behind your back like this.
I won't tell Ricky. I won't tell anybody.
You won't have to. Now the bottle. Ever see this?
Yes.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
You're wasting your time, Duchess. Reach you had this room soundproof.
What do you do?
You think you're too good for me, eh? Okay, Duchess. Well, I'm through with you. You won't be good enough for anybody.
Please let me go. I'll get you money. Anything.
Save your breath. You might need it. Now, the door. The door's open. That's funny. I don't see anybody. Now, the door's closed. Been Maddie trying to spy on us.
Oh, Hanson, please let me go. I never did anything to you.
You don't like the idea of the beauty treatment, eh, Duchess? There was another dame just like you. She didn't like it either.
She's the one who's going to put you in the electric chair, handsome.
Who said that?
The Shadow. I've come for vengeance.
Where are you?
Right here, handsome, at your elbow.
I'll get you.
The other elbow, handsome.
Wait a minute, there. Well, I'll kill her. I can see her.
I have it down, handsome.
Iris. He almost broke my wrist.
Now that we relieve you of your gun, here's something you've had coming for a long while. And here's another for a couple of friends of mine.
You killed him, Shadow.
I'll just knock him out. Ah, what's all this jewelry, Mrs. Surrey?
It's the gang's. Handsome was getting ready to run away with it.
First we'll scoop it back into this bag. I'd advise you to withdraw your insurance claim, Mr. Surrey. Your bracelet and the rest of these jewels will be turned over to the insurance companies to return to their owners.
But what about Handsome, Ricky, and the others?
I'll take care of them. As soon as I've seen you on your way, I'm coming back to take care of Ricky and the rest of his gang.
Handsome, what's been going on here?
My jaw.
Never mind your jaw. Get your eyes open. The joints are wrecked. The boss is safe. It's wide open. What's happened?
The shed. The shed is busy.
The Shadow.
Yeah. You sure?
Of course I'm sure, Betty. He came in here. I couldn't even see the guy. This thing I know is giving me a going over.
Shadow. I'm lucky you're still alive. You better get out of here. He'll be coming back.
Let him. I got my rod, and the minute he comes
but
in.
What's the gun? You can't see him.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we better get out of what?
No. It's a Shadow, Matty. We're done for.
As soon as he gets that door open, I start blasting.
I tell you, a gun's no good.
Now give me that bottle of acid. That'll stop him. As soon as it gets all the way open, I'll let him have it.
I know.
Now.
My foot! It's Ricky. He's got a gun. Don't kill Ricky. You killed him. You killed Matty.
You do.
Crazy, you got me doing it. He didn't know it was you, Ricky. We didn't know.
You thought it was the Shadow, didn't you, Handsome?
So you did come back, Shadow.
Well, Maddie's killed. Ricky dead from his own acid, huh?
Well, the least will all three beat the chair, Shadow.
Who killed the Winthrop woman? You or Ricky?
Ricky did. He threw the acid.
Why?
She waltzed on her IOU.
That wasn't the reason, Adam. Wasn't it because she wouldn't help you steal her jewels?
Maybe.
Didn't you make arrangements with your victims to leave their jewels or Maddie could pick them up? And the women put out a claim to their insurance companies and you blackmailed them by holding the jewel theft over their head?
That's right. Only, won't do you any good, Shadow. We're all beaten to rest.
I wouldn't count on it, Hanson. I have an idea that you're going to survive and pay for your part in this vicious racket.
Well, Lamont, I see by the papers that Handsome has confessed everything. We'll recover to stand trial.
Yes, Margot. Racket completely smashed. A lot of foolish women will sleep easier tonight than they have in many months.
Darling, what was the gang's hold over those women?
Well, instead of turning over their jewels to the gang to pay their gambling debts, the Society women reported them as stolen. The insurance company paid off. The husband suspected nothing. The gamblers got their money. Apparently everything was fine.
But...
By doing this, the women had committed a felony.
Yes, but so had the gangsters. They'd stolen the jewels.
No, darling. They had photostats of the IOUs to prove that the women had sold them the jewels. It was the women who had committed the crime.
I see.
After getting the jewels, Ricci's gang proceeded to blackmail their victims and bleed them white.
What a horrible racket.
Yes, darling. And a racket only made possible by stupid, foolish women. I hope all this rotten notoriety teaches them a lesson.